because every time I went to, those old timers took me along into the banya to wash their back. And I had to go out and wash their back. And a lot of times they throw water in the rocks there. Them days they didn't have no stove. They had the rocks.
Just hot rocks that they heated?
Inside the Burberry, where they had that big fireplace. They red hot. They had two cedar sticks they grabbed the rocks with. And they had the cedar shovel. The other one was right by the banya door. With a cedar shovel, he put it in there, and each one of them had a bucket of water. And each time they dipped their sticks and their shovel in the water. And that's the way they got their red hot rocks inside the bun. And boy, talk about hot. These old timers used to take me in there and make me wash their back and now. And when they threw that water into the rocks, that heat would come down, it flattened right down to the floor. And they tell me, if you can't stand the heat, get out. After they washed their back, then they chased me out of the body because I couldn't stand the heat in there. You know, it's just small, maybe about 6-7 years old. Took me in there and made me wash their back. And then they had darkies and sometimes seal on that Burberry where they had that big fire. They'd have it on the stick, sticking around the fire, and then they had those darkies said that they had places for cooking in there, inside that fire. Their fire pit was maybe 4x4 or 5x5. Big. And they made big fires in there when they made the fire that was burning would almost reach to the top where the open spot was. Open spot was about 4x4 or something like that, where all that heat and smoke went on the roof.